It is Friday, August 2nd, 2013. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning, and this is Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network. So glad to have you with us this day as we wrap up the week for you, and you kind of wrap up your own week here today. We got a lot of stuff coming up for you here this afternoon. Ron Hayes will have several things for you today, including his weather report in just a few minutes. He'll have his latest ag perspectives and, of course, his beef industry news with today's edition of The Beef Buzz. Jim Appel will join us with a calendar update, and then he and Justin Lewis will break down the markets here in just a few minutes. And then, of course, I'll have drag news for you here throughout the day as well. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I will update you on the latest news, that and a whole lot more. But Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is R-E-D-E-D-U-M-P. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
7 past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas told the Agribusiness Club of Washington yesterday that the Nutrition Bill Working Group, established by House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, has reached agreement on a nutrition bill. It would cut spending by $40 million over 10 years. South Dakota Representative Christy Noem, a member of the working group, said lawmakers developed 6 to 7 points that Cantor will use to write legislation over the August recess. The measure, according to Lucas, will be brought up in September. Noem said it would even come up the first week members return to Washington. Major USDA crop production report is in the works. We get the report from Gary Crawford.
Coming up Monday the 12th, the first Agriculture Department crop production forecasts based on actual farmer and field surveys. Joe Prusaki with USDA Statistics Service says data collection for the report winds up on Tuesday the 6th.
So then we, being here in headquarters, we'll be waiting for our field offices to submit information, you know, later in the week. So we'll be looking at the data as well in here, but we wait for our field or regional offices to provide us with insight on what their expectations are, looking at the data and comments on what's going on out and about in their area.
All of that data will be secured until the early, very early hours of Monday, or call it very late Sunday night.
It looks like the doors are going to lock about 12:30.
That's right. The statisticians and analysts here at USDA will be locked into one wing of the USDA building here incommunicado. No phones, emails, or anything else. And they will pore over the data and come up with a national production forecast for major crops, including corn and soybeans. And they'll release that Monday the 12th, noon Eastern, 11 Central. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
A Senate Environment Committee aide has told The Hill that the committee will hold a hearing on the renewable fuel standard this fall. The House Energy Committee held a two-day hearing on the RFS last week, and it was reported that Chairman Fred Upton has directed his staff to draft RFS reform legislation during the August recess. With concerns from Senate Democrats and House Republicans about the rule, some speculate the planned hearings in the Senate indicate changes to the mandate could be coming. Kansas-based National Beef Packing Company has recalled approximately 50,000 pounds of ground beef products after routine USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service monitoring confirmed a positive result for E. coli. The voluntary recall is for Nature Source Natural Beef, NatureWell Natural Beef, and National Beef Commodity Ground Beef. All of the products bear the establishment number EST.208A inside the USDA mark of inspection and were produced on July 18th. We're coming up on 10 past the hour. When we come back, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down the markets, and Ron Hayes has a check on today's ag weather. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures doing today?
Well, the equity futures are steady here this morning. The July jobs report fell short of expectations. It came in at about 162,000. Analysts were looking for a number somewhere around 200,000. And then the previous 2 months, May and June, were both revised lower. And hourly earnings also fell by about 0.1% in the month of July. So the unemployment number overall is improving just a touch, but things aren't looking just completely excellent. There are still concerns here that the jobs that are being created are in the lowest paying sectors, and so that is some cause for concern. The unemployment rate is at the 4-year low, though, so things are perking up. It's just a concern on where those numbers or where those jobs are coming from. Dow Jones here is up about 5 points in September. S&P futures are up about a point, so really steady. The U.S. dollar this morning is weaker. It's about 40 lower here, and that's about 60 points off the high overnight, and it's right now at about 82.03, down 40. 30-year treasury bonds are up big today. They're up about 1.16 points. They made new contract lows earlier in the session overnight, so the new lows there are about 131.25 for the September. Energy futures are selling off just a touch today. We're down about 93 cents here in the September at 106.96. It seems like prices are just correcting after the last 2 days of having sharp rallies. Overnight highs in the September contract went to about 108.82. The previous high on July 19th was 108.93. So there's a lot of people will say that that's a double top and could look for it to sell off. Diesel are both lower here today. Cattle futures are higher here after being lower early this morning. August feeders are up about 25. And then live cattle are stronger as well. We had some 119.50 trade in Texas today. That was up from 119 last week. So that's a little bit of a bright spot, and we're up slightly there. Now, corn and soybeans are both lower this morning after trading higher early on. Wheat futures are steady. There hadn't really been a lot of new news today. All these private estimates are coming out. And they really increased the crops in both the corn and soybeans basically based on weather patterns being favorable. And wheat futures here just strong on the overall demand on the world market.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's about 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Get your futures update here at Midday. August live cattle up 37, 121.17. October up 60 at 125.10. August feeder cattle up 22 at 153.97. September up 32 at 157.57. August hogs up 87, 99.30. October up 22 at 84.12. We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
Checking grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September up a half, 707 and a quarter. December's up a half at 718 and a half. September corn's down 9, 478 and a half. December down 3 at 464 and a quarter. August soybeans down 18 and three quarters at 1339. November's down 4 and a quarter cents at 1188 and a quarter. On the cotton futures, October cotton up down 44 now, 85.44. December's down 13 at 85.30. On the energy futures, September crude oil down 95 at 106.94. October's down 75 at 106.18. September natural gas down 1 at 3.36. October down 2 at 3.39 per million BTU. August gold up 9 at 131.19. October's up 8 at 131.16. And that's an update on your futures markets. Ron Hay steps in now with an update on your ag weather.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today. As we get to the tail end of the week, we are looking at slight chances of precipitation for the next few days in our weather pattern. Hot, muggy conditions, and it looks like for August, though, while it will be warm, obviously, here in the first few days, and really probably for much of the month, at this moment anyway, they're talking about no drought returning in the eastern two-thirds of the state. Let's get you some of the details on our latest weather outlook for August. We'll get to that as well as take a look at the forecast for the next few days into the weekend in just a moment.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
We talked with you yesterday a little bit about the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report that does reflect the abundant July rainfall, especially across the eastern two-thirds of the state. Only 1.4% of the state is labeled within the exceptional drought category. That's a couple of little pieces of the Oklahoma Panhandle. That's a reduction from 8.7% at the end of May. Over 62% of the state is now drought-free, primarily from central through eastern Oklahoma. Only 41% of the state was free from drought at the end of May, according to the Drought Monitor. That means either abnormally dry or totally drought-free is that particular number. At this point, the entire state, by the way, was labeled in some intensity of drought at the beginning of the year, including 37% of the state in the exceptional category. So we've come a long way since the beginning of the year, and, of course, since the flash drought conditions of 1 year ago, most certainly. Now, the monthly outlook for August from the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center indicate an increased chance for above-normal temperatures across southwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle, but no indications of above, below, or near-normal precipitation across the state. They simply do not give us any real indication of one way or the other. Right now, the monthly drought outlook for the U.S. for August has improving drought improving across the northwestern quarter of the state, along with the panhandle areas of Oklahoma and Texas. Drought is expected to persist across southwestern Oklahoma, though. No development drought is expected across the eastern two-thirds of the state through the end of August, according to the prediction folks. We've got the local forecast for you as we head into the weekend in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Hot and humid and a slight chance of some showers. Better chances primarily are on kind of the northern half of our 1640 trade territory. If you kind of use maybe Kingfisher as the dividing line, you go north of Kingfisher, you start getting into some chances, slight chances of afternoon, evening showers, 20, in some cases, maybe on up 30% chance of precip as you get closer into the Kansas, at the Kansas state line, is the better slight chances of precipitation, looks like, over the next few days. Daytime highs, really, across the area, mid to upper 90s, pretty well catches us today, for Saturday, for Sunday, for Monday, into the first part of next week as well. We're looking like overnight lows at this point in those mid-70s. So typical August-type dog days are now upon us, it looks like, with some slight chances of precipitation, though, in the mix. And that is a look at our agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continues. Our agricultural calendar with Jim Apel up in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our OklahomaFarmReport.com ag calendar on this Friday. We'll look at the grain sorghum demonstration tours. We'll look at Oklahoma Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference. And we'll talk about some town hall meetings by Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Northwest Oklahoma grain sorghum producers have a chance to look at the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Services demonstration sites for hybrid evaluation, grain sorghum weed control efforts, and listen to a discussion of stock utilization. Three different sites will be reviewed across the area during August 8th and 9th. The first tour stop will be in Alfalfa County. That will begin at 10 a.m. on August the 8th. The second tour stop will be in Kay County at 7 p.m. on the 8th. And the final tour stop will be on Friday, August the 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. Grain sorghum seed companies have entered several of their hybrids for evaluation and discussion of their merits for this area. Producers can hear the agronomic benefits and where their particular hybrid will fit in the production systems demonstrated at the sites. For more information and to get specific directions to the locations of each of these tour stops, contact your local county agent. Oklahoma Statewide Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference will take place August 8th and 9th at the Moore Norman Technology Center. The focus of the two-day conference is to assist women and producers to successfully manage risk for their agricultural enterprises or small businesses. The cost of the conference is $60 and includes two breakfasts, two lunches, all refreshment breaks, conference materials, post-conference training, and a taste of Oklahoma reception. Registration forms and additional information are available at www.okwomeninagandsmallbusiness.com. You can also call the OSU Department of Agricultural Economics at 405-744-9826. Congressman Frank Lucas will hold upcoming series of town hall meetings in Beaver, Cimarron, Ellis, Harper, Texas, and Woodward counties August 7th and the 8th. All residents of these counties are invited to attend a meeting and to express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions about issues important to constituents of the 3rd Congressional District, and he will be asking for opinions and input on legislation currently before Congress. The first town hall meeting will be Wednesday, August the 7th at 10:30 a.m. in Woodward at the High Plains Technology Center. The second meeting will be in Beaver at 1:30 p.m. That's also on the 7th, and that will be at the Beaver County Farm Bureau. The third meeting will be at 4 p.m. in Guymon at the PTCI room in Guymon. On Thursday, the meetings will begin at 10 a.m. in Boise City in the PTCI room. Laverne will have a meeting at 2 p.m. in the Community Center, and the final meeting will be at 3:30 in Shattuck at the Chamber of Commerce building. A water source development seminar sponsored by the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will be held at the Ardmore Convention Center from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on August the 6th. For more information, you can go to www.noble.org/agevents, or you can call Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Friday. If you have a calendar item you'd like us to consider on this broadcast or on our webpage, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
Thanks, Jim, for that calendar update. We certainly appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour here on your Friday. Got a news update coming up when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Midday Oklahoma continues now. I'm Dave Lanning. Are the Republicans now looking at a standalone nutrition bill? Farm Director Ron Hayes joins us now with his report. And Ron, what's the latest on this deal?
Save wheat producers. Dave, the word coming out of our nation's capital is that the Republicans are talking about a nutrition standalone bill for the 2013 Farm Bill debate that would cut a $40 billion swath out of the nation's food stamp program. That's the word from Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, who, of course, serves as the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. Earlier, Mr. Lucas's committee passed a measure, a bipartisan measure, that had an agreement for $20 billion worth of cuts over a 10-year period. According to Chairman Lucas, this would be the second part of any talks regarding the U.S. Farm Bill with the Senate. Lucas telling lobbyists during a lunch meeting in Washington yesterday that a Republican working group agreed on the cuts expected to total $40 billion and could also include steps such as mandatory drug testing and employment rules as well. Colin Peterson, the ranking minority member of the House Ag Committee, calling this another political messaging bill to nowhere in an effort to try and placate the extreme right wing of their party. Clearly, they have no interest in compromise or actual legislating. He says that this is poison pill-type legislation, and he says that repeatedly he says we don't have to do this. If the House would just name conferees, members can conference the House farm-only bill with the Senate's farm bill in August and produce a compromise for both houses to pass. With the action of yesterday, the House majority has clearly shown they have no interest in getting a farm bill done, according to Mr. Peterson. The American people, he says, should be outraged. From Midday, Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the House Republican leadership has taken a hardline political stance by proposing a $40 billion cut to the nutrition title of the Farm Bill. He says this isn't progress. Johnson notes the Farm Bill extension expires on September 30th. Any delay beyond that date, he says, will add unnecessary uncertainty to the livelihoods of America's farmers, ranchers, rural communities, and more than 16 million people who are employed in agriculture. With time limited and a few legislative days available in September, Johnson says the House majority should stop making the Farm Bill even more difficult and start the conference by naming conferees immediately. Just about 12:32 on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. When we come back, Ron Hayes steps in with the latest Ag Perspectives.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattleman.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Our midday Oklahoma Ag Conversation is with Jolene Brown, Farmer Brown, who's going to be speaking at the State Women in Agriculture Conference next week. We're back with Jolene in just a moment. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, featuring Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says looking ahead to the 2014 growing season, wheat producers should be doing a couple of things that he believes will help make them more successful.
Number one, first and foremost, is take care of our weed problems. We're never going to increase wheat yield significantly in Oklahoma until we get our weed problems under control, and the best time to control weeds is in the fall of the year when they're small. Second thing would be look at variety selection. Make sure that the variety you're picking matches your management style. We've got some varieties out there that succumb to stripe rust. If you're prepared to spray a fungicide, those could still have a fit in your operation. But if you're not going to spray a fungicide, you need to know that ahead of time and stay away from those varieties without a good disease package.
Management tips as we begin to think about putting that 2014 crop in the ground, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma Wheat Producer. The 2013 Oklahoma Statewide Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference is set for the Moore Norman Tech Center in Oklahoma City the 8th and 9th of August. Keynote speaker and speaking both days, Jolene Brown, a champion for agriculture coming down from Iowa. And she says that she always enjoys speaking to a room full of women. She says that she knows she'll need to be on her toes.
What I will tell you is that the women love to let the laughter out. If they don't, it settles back down and spreads out their hips, so they'll be laughing. But at the same time, they are so eager to engage. So do I prepare differently? Not really. Do I know the response may be different? It may be. But I've also learned that that I have to be present for what is going on in the room that day, including the time I had a mouse walk through the room at a women's seminar. So you got to be ready for just about anything, let me tell you, Ron.
Whole lot of shouting going on, huh?
Well, I was wondering what all the wiggling, and then dummy me, I had to ask the question, so what's going on? And somebody said a mouse, well, then they were on the table.
Almost a revival broke out on that one.
Amen. That's right. So, yes, do I prepare differently? Not necessarily for the topic, although women are often the caretakers of the heart in the home, and they carry so much trying to keep family, the profession. Many of them are also working away from the farm or the ranch. Many of them are full-time employees of an agricultural business. And so finding some ways to reward themselves for what they have done and who they are, to make sure, and this is interesting, I'll be talking about them for the need to make sure they schedule a break. Not just, yeah, we have to have the short breaks, but we need to have that vacation in there. And when I work with farm families, if their fringe benefits include a vacation, if they do not take it, we actually subtract money from their paycheck, because you actually learn the main benefits that happen when you truly get away. And, you know, the women realize this. If you go away for 6 days, and you come home, the farm or ranch will still be there. I mean, some people don't know that, but it will still be there. And yet, the minute they schedule that break, they become more productive because they got to get a heck of a lot done before they can go. The second thing that happens is everybody around them, because they become more productive, they don't want to have to do the work while you're gone. And the third thing is, the minute you put that break on the calendar, the eyes of your spouse and your children light up, because you have just said to them that they are as important to you as the work you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot negate that benefit. It is huge. What is insightful is, for some women, this is their vacation for the year, to have 2 days away. And I want them to know that they deserve more.
Keynoter for this year's Women in Agriculture Statewide Conference at the Moore Norman Votech in Oklahoma City, Jolene Brown of the state of Iowa. She's also going to be around keynoting the ILAC, International Leadership Alumni Conference, the 14th through the 17th of August in the state as well. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Rod Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Manning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets today. Cattle futures are higher today along with the hogs, and the grain futures are mostly lower on the day today. We'll give you a complete update when we come back right after this.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, the restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768 EC.
Well, nothing going on in the feedlots today following yesterday's cash cattle trade. Again, we saw a $119 trade in our feedlots yesterday. That was steady with a week ago. Boxed beef at midday today is mixed. Choice up 12 cents at 186.78. Select down 54 cents at 180.99. Choice select spread at 579 with 105 total loads. Pratt, Kansas, or make that Apache, the Apache Livestock Auction at Apache, Oklahoma, 1,594 head, feeder steers and heifers $3 to $6 higher, steer calves $4 higher, heifer calves $3 to $7 higher, slaughter cows steady to $1 higher, slaughter bulls $2 higher, feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 177 to 187, 5 to 6 weights, 158.50 to 166.75. 6 to 7 weights, 146.50 to 163, and 7 to 8 weights, 144.25 to 151, 8 to 9 weights, 140 to 143.75. Pratt, Kansas Livestock Auction, 3,100 head reported, 750 to 900 pounds, feeder steers, $4 to $5 higher, feeder heifers, 7 to 900 pounds, firm to $4 higher. Steers, 750 pounds and under. Also, heifers, 750 pounds and under. Not enough for a market test. Feeder steers, medium and large, 7 to 8 weights, 151.50 to 154.75, and 8 to 9 weights, 147 to 152.60. Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Their Benton County sale barn report, 1,305 head. Slaughter cows 1 to 2 higher. Slaughter bulls steady. Feeders steady to $6 higher, mostly $2 to $3 higher. Medium and large feeder steers, 4 to 5 weights, 168 to 178. 5 to 6 weights, 145 to 162. 6 to 7 weights, 140 to 158.50. 7 to 8 weights, 135 to 138.50. On the futures here today, August live cattle up 42 at 121.22. October up 65 at 125.15. August feeder cattle up 27 at 154.02. September's up 37 at 157.62. August hogs up 92 at 99.35. October's up 32 at 84.22. We'll check the grain trade in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
On the grain trade today, September Kansas City wheat up 3/4, 707 and a half. December up 3/4, 718 and 3/4. March up 1.5 at 727 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September's up 3 3/4 at 661 and 3/4. December up 3 3/4 at 674 and a quarter. March up 3 3/4 at 684 and 3/4. September corn down 8 3/4, 478 and 3/4. December down 2.5 at 464 and a half. March down 2 3/4 at 477. August soybeans down 14 and a quarter at 1343 and a half. September down 11, 1223. November down 2, 1190 and a half. On the cotton futures, October cotton down 49, 85.39. December's down 19 at 85.23. March down 19, 83.39. Energy futures, September crude oil down 93, 106.96. October down 76, 106.17. September natural gas down 2, 3.36. October down 2 at 3.38 per million BTU. And August gold up 9 at 131.19. I'm Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today is Gant Moyer from Oklahoma State University as we talk about value-added opportunities for our cattle producers after this. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. We're talking now with Gant Moyer from Oklahoma State University. Gant, thought we might talk a little bit about a couple of things that you were visiting with the cattle producers today out here at the OCA. That was obviously some of the value-added benefits that are out there and available to cattle producers if they're just willing to do a little extra work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing I find, Ron, is these producers are already doing these management steps. We just need to get the word out to buyers that they are managing these cattle properly. And when they do that, we'll capture those premiums and willing to pay more because those cattle do better for them on down in other segments of the beef industry.
When we start thinking about the kind of things that can be done, what are the various, I guess, practices, best management type practices that really will make a difference to a guy's bottom line?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you know, the vaccination process is essential. We got to establish those vaccinations and the health of that calf. That way that calf can perform as if they're going in a stocker operation or a grower yard, then as they go on into the feedlot. You know, we also require that they get weaned for that 45-day period on those homegrown calves. And they get weaned for that 45-day. We get through some of that stress and we get through some of that sickness. And we, when we reduce that stress, oftentimes when we take them to the livestock auction, we actually get some gain back on those cattle through the stress of actually being gathered and sent to auction. We'll gain anywhere from 1% to 2% on weights before they sell.
I know that we have seen these various programs almost explode as far as the type of programs and the variety of them that are out there.
Yep, absolutely. And one thing I always want people to know is that if you qualify for another program like the Zoetis Select Vac program or the Ranger Ready program with BI, you also qualify with our OQB and Vac 45 program. There are many programs out there, but again, we just need to get the message out there that we are managing these cattle properly. And the other thing is, a lot of feedlots are looking for these cattle, and we market directly to some of those feedlots through new avenues and a lot of electronic media.
So, you know, for the OQBN program, what's the fall, end of summer, fall looking like right now?
Yep, we're shaping up pretty nice. Right now we have 13 sales starting the end of October. We have 13 sales at 8 different livestock markets, and we're shaping up real nice. We've already enrolled 1,000 head for those sales particularly, and we'll continue to enroll, especially as we have a little bit more grass this year and a little bit better weather conditions as we have years in the past.
OSU's Gant Moyer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Midday Oklahoma continues. We're back in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, we're going to hop up on our soapbox, visit with the folks for a few moments as we wrap up another Midday Oklahoma. Wanted to just mention to you all the various ways that we try to touch you with agricultural information on a regular basis. We start with the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, our radio network of about 45, 46 stations all across the state, including our friends right here at 1640 AM KOAG. And of course, a very special part of what we do here on AM 1640 is this hour-long, middle-of-the-day show, Midday Oklahoma. Then we've got on News 9, KWTV, each morning about 10 minutes after 5, a Skype report of a top agricultural news item of the day. Saturday mornings, about 6:40 a.m., we're again on News 9 during their morning Saturday morning news with our In the Field feature. This weekend, by the way, Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is going to be joining us in the field. Then we've got our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Great information, a lot of audio, some video, a lot of stories. Great, great, great information that we pass along regularly. Now, out of the web, we do a couple of things that we reach out further and touch you more directly, and one is our daily Farm and Ranch News email. Well known across the region, about 3,500 folks take it on a daily basis. I know that many of you do that, but if you don't, we'd be glad to have you as a brand new subscriber. It's free, and a lot of good agricultural information straight into your inbox each weekday morning. Now, beyond that, we've got a brand new app. An app that's been out for just a few months now, the Oklahoma Farm Report app. It's got news and markets, beef information. It's got audio and video. It's got web links. We've got a weather site that we've got set up on the app as well. And it's free on iTunes or on Google Play for Apple and for Android. Well, that's all of our time today on our soapbox. Have a good one, everybody. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Ron. We certainly appreciate it. For Jim Appel, Justin Lewis, and Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us on Monday at 12:05 for our next edition of Midday Oklahoma, right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.